For decades, few people thought about where their food came from, beyond the grocery store shelf. But that's changed in recent years. Now people are interested in knowing more about the food they eat. Melissa Chase is the state coordinator for the Virginia Cooperative Extension's Master Food Volunteer Program.
So they want to know where it's coming from. They want more control over how it's prepared and processed.
The Master Food Program trains volunteers in food safety, nutrition, and food preparation. At the end of a 30-hour training, volunteers give back 30 hours of their own time by working in outreach for the Virginia Cooperative Extension. Chase says interest in the Master Food Program is especially strong in Northern Virginia, where urban sprawl has reduced the amount of farmland and the availability of local foods in the region.
There's very limited space to grow food there, and they want to be able to have more control over where their food's coming from, so we're getting a lot of interest in the program from that perspective.
Chase says many volunteers are motivated by a revived interest in food preservation, a skill that was likely practiced by many of their grandparents and great-grandparents, but lost in the modern world.
You know, something else I hear from folks, especially from cities, is I think they're starting to realize how dependent they are on their food being brought in from other locations. And so they want to be able to support not only the local folks that come in, but have the ability to be able to do it themselves for their own self-sufficiency. Because, you know, we've seen a lot with emergency preparedness over the last few years with natural disasters, and people are starting to realize, I've got to do something about that. I've got to be able to take care of myself and my family.
2.5 years ago, the Cooperative Extension began offering a Master Food Preservation Program for people who've completed the Master Food Program and want to take the next step, from canning and freezing methods to fermentation, an ancient method of preserving food beyond the growing season.
Because, you know, with the amount of information that we have available to us on the Internet, one of our biggest challenges is making sure people are getting their information from the right sources. And so part of our mission is to help people figure that out and teach them the right ways to do it.
The Master Food Preservation Program is still fairly small, only about 150 people statewide, mostly in northern and southwestern Virginia. Training's given once a year depending on demand. Charges vary by location, but it's typically around $90 for the 30-hour course. Chase says some people who've taken it have been able to start businesses and teach others in their communities about food prep and preservation. I'm Robbie Harris.